this?
I think I was 18 or 19. I just remember the audience receiving me the way they did when I was so new at performing. That was it. I was like, I don't want to do anything else in my life but be on this stage and never get off.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, T.I., Earth, Wind & Fire, and Sean Kingston. Yeah, you heard that right. I get to chat it up with Lisa Bello, and Lupe's limited run comes to Boston. Yeah. Welcome back, Lust for Live Boston, episode 19. I am your host, Cliff Notes. I'm only here to tell you about the illest happenings in the city, break it down into my favorite curated list, and then speak into this microphone so that you can get it in your ears. So we're going to start this thing off right, the only way we know how to, Wednesday. All right, a few things I'm pretty interested on Wednesday. I got a steal of a show for you at O'Brien's. It's Jasmine. She's celebrating the release of her new album, In the Wild. And she's also bringing Linnea's Garden, Junior Classics, Daphne Blue World, $12. O'Brien's Pub, you got to go check that out. And if you're not into that, I got some industry vets for you. Incubus is coming to town. They'll be at Xfinity Center with Sublime with Rome and the Aquadolls. That's going to be a pretty dope show. Last thing I got for you on Wednesday is Cry Wank with Chastity. They're an anti-folk, you know, kind of British band. If you've never seen them before, I saw them once in Austin. They kind of blew my mind. They're going to be at Crystal Ballroom, which is also just a dope venue I've been meaning to get to. So get to the gig. That's on Wednesday. All right, let's talk Thursday. First thing I got for you is over at the House of Blues, you got Beach Bunny, which is a pretty cool band. I checked them out. They got a really cool indie vibe. But what's really exciting me is the fact that local legend Sydney Gish is coming back to town. Make sure you keep an eye on Sydney because this isn't the last show that she'll have here. She fits perfectly with Beach Bunny, but she'll also be on this festival that we'll talk about in a couple future episodes, In Between Fest. Kai Voss is also on that gig. Also got Barry Manilow coming to town. He will be at the Copacabana. No, I'm joking. He'll be at the TD Garden. And he'll be bringing Dave Cause with him. Dope show. Make sure you get there. Churches over at Roadrunner. Churches is a future pop sensation. Current, just genius. I think Churches are a pretty dope band. They're going to be at Roadrunner. Last thing I got for you. It's First Thursdays over at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. There will be no art heists, unfortunately, or fortunately. Either way, First Thursdays are a pretty dope thing that happens there. Check it out. All right, cruising through with lots of things to do. Let's talk about Friday. And there's a lot happening, so I'm going to try and get through as much as I can. And I mean, while we're on the subject of museum events that begin with the word first, you should go to First Friday over at the ICA. I have a long history with the ICA, and the First Friday's event has always been one of my favorites. And if you're not into that, you can go see the legend himself, T.I., at the Lynn Auditorium. This Lynn Auditorium venue is pretty legit. I've talked about them before, and they got so much dope shit coming down the pipeline. I also got DJ Snake for you at Big Night Live. If you don't know DJ Snake, you gotta remember the song with Justin Bieber called Let Me Love You, which is still a favorite of mine to this day. That's at Big Night Live. You also got Shawn Mendes over at TD Garden. Shawn Mendes doesn't need much of an intro. He's pretty big on that Justin Bieber level a little bit. Go check that out. That should be a fun show. Last thing I got for you is Motley Crue at Fenway Park. They're bringing Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackheads. It's going to be a great show. I've actually learned a lot about Motley Crue in the last couple years because of the movie Dirt. And they also had that show with Seth Rogen about the Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson tape. Either way, good shows. This is also a great show to see in person if you leave your house. Fenway Park, Friday. And if you happen to miss a show on Friday because you saw reggae artist Burning Spear at the House of Blues, that's fine. Motley Crue's also playing on Saturday, two nights in a row. All right, it's Saturday. The fun don't stop, even when it's hot. Make sure you're drinking water. I got a whole day planned for you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start at the Seaport Summer Market. You know, get some fresh vegetables. Maybe make brunch at home. That's in the Seaport. After that, we're going to head up to Lowell, and we're going to see the Lowell Summer Jam, which is an outdoor indoor festival hosted by Sloth Entertainment. Outdoor at 3:30, we should see Phantom Ocean. Maybe stick around till 5:30, see Wired for Sound. And if we're lucky, we'll see Burke on the indoor at 8:30. Lowell Summer Jam will be happening at 19 Merrimack Street at Trend. If you actually just feel like staying in the Seaport, that's cool, because we're going to have First Saturday, an event I just made up right now, but my gallery will be open 12 to 4. Check that out. And if we get through that and we're not too tired, we're going to head over to the House of Blues and see one of my new favorite hip-hop artists, Blast. Super talented dude. Make sure you check that out. And if you're not into that, we can stay up a little bit late and go to Sinclair and go see the 4-year anniversary of Gay Bash, which is an amazing dance party. Lots of fun. If we're not into any of that, Sean Kingston is here. And if you want to feel like we're in high school again together, this is a great date idea. Trust me, that's at Big Night Live. All right, we're going to go to Sunday now. And Sunday feels like a beach day. At least the beginning of it does. If you're up early and you're not too hungover, at 11 a.m. you got the Boston Seafood Festival, which is happening on the Boston Fish Pier in the Seaport. It's the best seafood in all of the United States, personally. You just got to go check that out. And if we make it through that, we got to head to Bill's Bar. They're holding nothing but soca, fire emojis, air horns. This is on Lansdowne Street, happening 2 to 8 p.m. This is a day party. Sounds like a great time to just let loose on a Sunday. As for the evening, you got Coi Leray, who we've talked about several times on the show at Paradise Rock Club. We got Horse Girl, who I actually met at Boston Calling. They fucking know how to rock and they know how to party. Cool people. They're at the Sinclair. Coi Leray is at Paradise Rock Club. And last couple of things, you got RuPaul's Drag Race at House of Blues. You got to watch the show. It's a drag race. What else is there to expect? Brilliance and serving. Last thing I got for you on Sunday is the Boston Gospel Fest happening in Playset Park. It's featuring Travis Green. Head over and get some God in your life. All right, we at Monday, and I got an R&B queen for you coming to the Brighton Music Hall. It's Jade Nova. If you don't know Jade Nova, the easiest thing to do is hop on YouTube and just watch her first three covers. She'll have you amazed. You know who else will have you amazed? Silhouette Lounge. Marquise Lavoie, Grace Givertz, and Daphne Blue Underworld are gonna be there tearing it up. Silhouette is right by Garlic and Lemons, who you've seen on our Instagram if you follow us. If you don't, Lust for Live, BOS. And the last thing I got for you on Monday is Homeboy Sandman. I saw Homeboy Sandman years ago when I was still a writer, and he opened up for Aesop Rock. Homeboy Sandman will be bringing Decca with him, and they'll be at the Middle East upstairs. What, y'all thought we was gonna go a whole episode and not have an inside scoop? Not, no way, no how. This show is powered by these people. The community the beautiful city of Boston has is what makes us so special. And today we got a special brother by the name of Terry Borderline, amazing rapper. Got the pleasure to rap with him a few times in some of his finest. Check it out.
Peace. It's Terry Borderline, the Bar God MC. The inside scoop is Hiatus Coyote, August 9th, Tuesday at Big Night Live. They got some super soul, some great vibes, and they'll play your heartstrings right on stage. So get up, get out, and go check them out. Peace.
Yes, yes, y'all. Thank you to my brother Borderline. Make sure you follow him, PH Borderline, on all socials. And I'm definitely going to be at the Hiatus Coyote show. Last time I saw them was Paradise. They blew my mind. You know who else will blow your mind? Borderline. He'll be playing the Summer Festival hosted in Malden on August 13th, Saturdays 12 to 4. Make sure you check him out. Anyways, I think it's time we get back to the week, or at least what's left of it. Tuesday. All right, let's not sleep on Tuesday. For some reason, it's jam-packed with just brilliance. Of course, you got Hiatus Coyote. You also got Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's right, Earth, Wind, and Fire at Tanglewood. You got to get out to Tanglewood sometimes. It's a little bit of a drive, but a beautiful one. That's in Lenox, Mass. You know who else is coming to Mass? Alicia Keys. She'll be at the Leader Bank Pavilion. Some people want it all. I'm sorry, I'm recording this podcast in the morning after my birthday. My voice is kind of shot. I'm still going to sing. You know who else is going to sing for you? Pitbull. Is that what Pitbull does? I mean, he kind of just jams. And he's bringing Iggy Azalea with him, too, at the Xfinity Center. Lots of stuff happening. Like I said, and the last thing I got for you Tuesday is a Swedish House Mafia. Didn't they just headline Coachella? They're coming to the TD Garden. That's going to be dope. That's going to do it for our event highlights for this week. Still lots to come on this show. If you're new here, welcome. How'd you find us? Oh, well, we're glad you did. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on social media. Shoot us an email if you have things that you want us to talk about. LustForLiveBOS@doubleelvis.com. Cultural updates and a few. Right now, what I got for you is
The Drop.
All right, welcome to The Drop, y'all. It's insider trading, insider information coming from the source himself, and I am the source. I'm the person that's going to tell you about a show that's coming in a few months, maybe even up to a year. This was just announced like a week ago. And I'm super excited about this. I just came back from a wedding where I got to listen to his new album in full. We're talking about Lupe Fiasco, one of my earliest lyrical influences. Taught me how to just be a lyrical MC beast while saying something important, but not in a corny way. Lupe's new album, Trap Music in Zion, is unbelievable. Hasn't missed a beat even at 40 years old, and he's doing a limited run of shows. And lucky us, he'll be at Big Night Live on September 11th. It's actually one of my album anniversaries, so I definitely gotta be there. Make sure you're there. Big Night Live, Lupe Fiasco, September 11th. Get to the gig. All right, coming up next, we got our interview section. And this is the point where I get to talk with Lisa Bello, who was previously an Inside Scoop, and now she's about to be the headliner slash only performer at Open Streets Blue Hill Ave happening this Saturday. Lisa's an amazing singer, an amazing talent who has been doing this for a while and has a wealth of knowledge to share with you. Check it out.
I think that I'm just very consistent with planting my feet in places by March, so that my summer is completely booked. I'm annoying, I'm aggressive, but I also have a lot of proof behind, you know, what I do, that I can bring a good crowd, and that I bring what I like to say is good feelings to the audience. So I think it's kind of like I keep knocking at doors, and people that won't let me do a set there, I go to the next one until I'm booked fully.
So you rarely get discouraged.
I really get what?
Discouraged.
You know, no, I get discouraged. You know, I just say like, you're lost, whatever. And sometimes it comes full circle where people will come back and be like, oh, I did end up catching your show. We would like to have you. But yeah, I think all the discouragement was in my 20s. My 30s was focused on kind of saying, let the door shut and I'm going to go to the next one. And yeah, I cry on my pillow sometimes. I'm an Aries, it happens, but we here.
I was going to tell you to tell everyone your sign so that it made sense.
They're probably listening like, yes, of course.
So that's actually a great segue. Speaking of your 20s, do you remember your first show? Where was it? What did you do? How did you feel?
My first show was in Hyde Park at the Hyde Park Municipal Building. And I remember my sister was rapping at the time, so she encouraged me to get up and do something for myself. I was 13 and I sang, I think it was a Monica song. And the entire show, I had my back to the audience, because it wasn't until I was about 16 or 17 that I had the courage to face an audience straight on.
Wow. And you were still performing between 13 and 16?
I know that sounds ridiculous. So I probably only had like four or five more performances, high school included, and I just did not turn to the audience.
So you're telling me that you were Sia or like her before they existed. Is that what
it was? Literally, it was like I was cousin it. I had really long hair and bangs that started at the back of my head. So kind of like Sia, but turned around. So yeah, well, we can put me in that category.
That's amazing. Do you remember like the first show you had where you were like, okay, this is it. This is what I'm doing.
I do. You know, I was at UMass Dartmouth. I drove up there with a couple of my friends for their open mic, even though it wasn't a student, like a non-student event. I didn't go there, but my boy did, and I had him beatbox while I sang. So it was basically like an a cappella show. And yeah, I think I was 18 or 19. I just remember the audience receiving me the way they did when I was so new at performing. That was it. I was like, I don't want to do anything else in my life but be on this stage and never get off.
Thank you to my good friend and homie, Lisa Bello. Make sure you check her out this Saturday, Blue Hill Ave, Open Streets. She's also got a residency out in P-Town. I think that's on Mondays, every Monday. She stays busy. If you follow her, you'll find a show. Trust me. And you know what time it is for us now? It's that time we bring in the cultural update.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention,
let's go.
Please.
All right, first thing I got for you. I'm really proud of these dudes. They envisioned the Boston where you could drink outside more, and they made it happen. The Pine Bar is now open, a full-service bar food truck. They do wine, they do cocktails, they do beer, and they're located in the Boston Public Market. Let's go to the Boston Public Market and get a drink and sit outside. That's dope. That's in Faneuil Hall, for those who don't know. Okay, next thing I got for you. New restaurant opening up. It's called Flavor Boom, right on Center Street in JP. I'm super excited about it. Haven't been able to get over there yet. They opened up late June, and they've just been blowing up. Fast food, Pakistani, Singapore, Indian, Thailand, so many different cultures in one place, and it's affordable. Make sure you get there. That's right. We love affordable food. Last thing I got for you is just a quick acknowledgement of a legend that passed away, a Boston legend, Bill Russell, who's passed away on Sunday. It hurts my heart, really. He means so much to me as just a person and an athlete. And I'm sure he means so much to the rest of the Boston community. Bless and rest in peace, Bill Russell. That's going to do it for cultural updates this week. Tune in next week for more. Peace. And that's going to be a wrap, y'all. Episode 19 in the books. We're almost at 20, but 19 was a great one in my opinion. Special thanks to our inside scoop, Borderline. Special thanks to our interview, Lisa Bello. Make sure you show them some love. This episode was recorded and produced by me, your host, Cliff Notes. Additional production and engineering and mixing by the Hip Story team at Hipstory Studios. Executive producer, Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly Carioli. Producer, Chris O'Keefe. Have you signed up for our newsletter? LustForLive.xyz. Have you followed us on Instagram, social media, Lust for Live, BOS? Have you hit the subscribe button? All of it helps. Trust me. So grateful to be on this show. So grateful to see y'all in the streets at the shows I tell you to go to. Until next week, a life without live shows is just bleak. Peace.